It's the Sioux Central Rebels time now in the Saturday morning huddle. Ryan Thompson, a get-together with Coach Brandon Goodchild as Sioux Central marches into the playoffs on a high note, winning 50-0 on their home field against North Union last night. Coach, you never waste any time in posting your stats, and two 100-yard rushers certainly helps.
Right. We knew going into the game that we had to be, we had to roll into the playoffs here on a high note, and to be successful, we're going to have to continue to do that.
Ben Hargens, 100 yards on the dot with a touchdown, and Jake Gasperi with 107 yards and a score. And Ben gets a lot of the love, but talk about the progress Jake has made for you running the ball.
They up front, they were a little scrappy up front. They were putting some of our guys on the ground and stopping Ben here and there. But, you know, he's a strong runner and made some good plays there. And Jake opened up a big avenue for him. So he did a nice job.
And Jake Hansen, your quarterback, also had two rushing touchdowns and throwing as well. You know, that's especially going to be important as the competition will get stiff come postseason time. And Jake completed all four of his passes for 81 yards and three scores.
Right. We know going into postseason here, we got to be a balanced team. And big thing is to be strong on defense here. But we got to be balanced on offense. And I think, you know, they obviously know what we're going to do or try to do. And we got to, like I said, back them off a little bit here and there and be successful in that.
And from what I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but you did not allow North Union on your side of the field all night long. Is that right?
Well, that could be. I didn't pay too much attention to that. You know, it was a windy night. We did get we had some good defensive stops, and that was important to see, I thought, out of our varsity crew.
Brandon, I know the last 2 weeks you've played against teams that are in the lower tier of the district, but Fort Dodge St. Edmund has shown to be capable, and you hung 50 points on them as well last week. So back-to-back 50-point games, do you feel like you're especially peaking late in the season?
Well, we got to hope so. It's late in the season here. We're week 8, week 9, and we've been in a situation where you get a lot of injuries, or you could get some injuries and could offset you a little bit. But, for the most part, we've come out fairly healthy, and we'll find out what we're like here coming next week.
And next week, you'll be deep in the Northwest, taking on West Sioux in Hay-Warden. From what you know about them so far, what are your thoughts?
You know, I haven't looked at too much of the film yet. Didn't really know who we'd play, but, you know, from listening to them on the TV and on the radio a little bit of what they're like, they're a very talented ball club and very well-rounded and got some great athletes.
Well, we'll be up there next Friday to broadcast the Rebels' first-round playoff game in Class A on the Storm Lake radio station, so look forward to that. And Brandon Goodchild joining us in the Saturday morning huddle as Sioux Central reels off their sixth win in a row last night, 50-0 over North Union, 7-2 regular season. Coach, congrats on the year so far, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in a few days as you gear up for West Sioux on Friday. Thanks for your time all season long.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you talking to us.